Mayday, mayday. High voltage.
hello, welcome to News Pucks. It's Tuesday the 1st of May.
Happy Mayday.
Happy Mayday.
And happy me.
And happy return from your holiday, Zena.
Why, thank you.
Did you have a lovely time?
Delightful.
Zena's got a very lovely tan. Have you got any tan lines?
Yes.
Oh, don't show me your nipple. Not she hasn't, really. She must have been wearing a very tiny little bikini.
It was a bit small for me to be honest. A bit embarrassing.
So, what news happened in Turkey while you were there?
In Turkey, there was no paragliding incidents whilst I was there.
Mm-hmm.
No outbreaks of food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
There was no news, actually. No news.
Oh.
Nothing.
It's all been happening over here.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Earthquakes, riots.
Earthquake, deaths. Was there a riot? There was a riot at the bag place.
At the bag place, at the Kate Moss place.
Oh, yeah, that's today's news. Let's keep that as a surprise.
Okay.
Any other news? From now?
Oh, from now?
Yeah.
Yes, these terrorists.
So there's been a big trial for some fertiliser bomb terrorists. There's a gang of them. They were plotting. Didn't do anything, but they were plotting. And like, the thing that I've noticed about this, there's now they're linked to the 7/7 bombers because they met twice. But, you know, there's people I've met twice that I wouldn't necessarily plot a bombing with.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But anyway, I think it's remarkable. So they were all arrested in 2004, and they're all incredibly young. If you look, there's a little profile on all of them. Like the Spice Girls, they've given them all an identity. There's the boss, the cleric, the model, the militant, and the man in Pakistan. But they're all incredibly young. So the boss was born in 1981, making him
25.
And when his birthday is. December. So, yeah, only just, you know, tiny. And he was arrested 2 years ago, so he was 23. This fellow, he was born in 82.
And if he were a bit older, they might have a bit more gumption.
But, yeah, it's just, I think, remarkable that they've...
23-year-old. They wanted to blow up the Ministry of Sound to murder the slags dancing around and make them crap their pants. They thought that would be okay because everybody is guilty.
Well, so say these wuzzies.
Muzzies. That one doesn't even look like a muzzy.
I don't know if he was. He was apparently a model, but it doesn't look that handsome to me.
No. Well, a lot of them aren't, are they?
True.
That one looks a bit like Louis Theroux, actually.
Does actually, yeah.
I mean, you know.
So they were planning on Blue Waters Shopping Centre, football games, Ministry of Sound,
and Prime Minister's Question Time,
and some water. They've done some pretty good targets that they've chosen there, apart from Ministry of Sound, which to me seems a bit. I mean, you would get rid of some pretty chabby people, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
Kate Moss, her new collection is out. They
in Topshop shoppers.
They opened up last night, late at Topshop. She went into the window for 12 seconds, modelling a very nice red dress. Don't know quite what.
How much is the red dress?
I don't know. It wouldn't be that much. But I don't know what occasion it's for, really. It's quite swank, isn't it?
Hmm. Yeah, it's very long. It's certainly for a night, proper night out.
Yeah, I love the longer dress is coming back in.
The maxi dress. I want one.
When I was about 16, I always used to wear a long flowery dress.
Mm.
It was quite the norm.
Mm.
Now I feel a bit weird.
I think I could get into it.
Yeah.
They all cost about 50 quid and it's quite a commitment for something I probably won't really wear very much because it is, after all, still a dress.
And if you imagine that like that, it suddenly looks a lot more wearable. What I've done is to put my hand over the bottom of it so it looks like it might finish at the knee.
Mm. I like the bottom bit, that's my favourite bit, it's quite flamenco.
Mm. Oh, it's great.
So yeah, they were doing it, they're very organised at Topshop. in quite a sexy way. They had people queuing up. They gave them different... Each 150 people had a different colour wristband, and they allowed 150 people in at a time. They could go in for a maximum of 20 minutes. You could buy a maximum of 5 pieces, and you couldn't get the same thing in more than one size to stop people selling them on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. There's a story here about a girl who went with her mum. She's 16. Her name is Yasmin Kidd, which is almost like it's made up to be
a model,
an amalgamation of two famous models' names.
Yeah.
But her mum was there, so she probably wasn't lying. Maybe her mum's a big fan of models. Anyway, she was allowed to Skype the day off school, and because she was so disappointed that she couldn't get an Anya Hindmarsh £5 bag from Sainsbury's.
I mean, what does she need with one of those bags anyway? They're meant to be going to the supermarket.
Well, this is what Vanessa Feltz has been bagging on about, saying people aren't, they're just going to use them for best, and apparently everyone was getting them, picking them up, buying them and putting them in plastic bags so they didn't get mugged on the way out. Incredibly stupid.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's genuinely the truth.
Shouldn't have been allowed.
No, it really shouldn't.
That's insane. I saw somebody with one, actually.
Did you? Did they look very pleased with themselves?
It looks a little bit small, and the bag itself, I mean, we've discussed it.
It's not all that.
It's nothing special. It's a good size for a shopper. I won't deny that, but...
There's a town in Devon now which yesterday went plastic, or maybe it's today, I can't remember, went plastic bag free, and the whole of the town, it's a small town, it's 48 shops there or something, and none of them are going to be giving out plastic bags now. They're going to be getting people to reuse bags. They're going to have some cornstarch bags, which are biodegradable, and they'll have, fabric canvas bags that are all fair trade and organic.
Yeah, and what's wrong with having it, taking a trolley to the supermarket?
Nothing. If you're an old lady.
I thought I'd turn that right down.
See what, I couldn't get to make that to make a noise yesterday. I couldn't get people out there. You take a trolley.
I take a trolley, it's good.
I used to take my own bags. See, what my flatmate uses a lot of plastic bags.
She
goes to the same shop every night and gets some stuff, and we've got thousands of them now. I haven't bought a plastic bag into that house for ages, and I keep trying to take them down to the supermarket, so she brings them in as quick as I can get rid of them.
You know what, I think you should have a word about it.
Let's have a word. I probably won't. Now, here's some exciting news for techies.
Oh, bollocks! Sorry, I'm having a technical disaster.
I'd lost the internet, so I couldn't get my story up that I was just about to announce. I can announce it now. Dell are to use Ubuntu on Linux PCs. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
What?
I don't know, I don't understand, but it's kind of big news. It's going to have a new operating system.
Oh yeah, Linux is it. Yeah, it's this... Yeah, I heard about it a few years ago. It's like people are trying to use it to say, fuck off Bill Gates.
Yeah. You can go for... not. You don't have to go for Windows.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose if Dell are going to use it, then that is big news. But I think for Dell... not the wisest move.
It's only going to be a certain range of computers.
Most people won't really want it. It's a thing.
Probably not.
Prince Harry been killed in Iraq.
Is it friendly fire?
It was friendly fire. It was Chelsea, the most powerful woman in the universe.
With her own Spitfire.
Yeah, she had a crystal Spitfire. And they'd had a falling out or something. But, you know, farewell. It's another one gone. It used to happen all the time years ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, about time, really.
Tony Blair has been failing Geordies.
Oh.
And it's ironic because he apparently supports Newcastle United. He's in the northeast in his constituency of Sedgefield. And he's a big fan of Biker Grove. And all the Geordies are saying, look, it's only Alan Deck doing well up here. The rest of us are all, you know, what's happened to Donna Eyre?
I think
what's happened to Gaza?
I think Donna Eyre's all right. She, apart from her husband, her husband not give her baby to a gorilla or something?
Yeah, he let them adopt it. They didn't want anyone. But no, but if Prince Harry did go to Iraq, imagine if he was killed by friendly fire by the Americans. What a thing to happen! I'm not suggesting it is going to happen, but what a thing to happen if it did happen.
Shocking.
It's just the stories are on the same page about friendly fire and Prince Harry. Made me think.
How do you pronounce his name?
I don't know.
Paulo Coelho. Would you?
Nah.
No, me either. I think he's a wanker.
You didn't like the book, the Alchemist, did you?
No.
But you liked the other one.
Yeah. I really...
Why do you think he's a wanker?
What's the new book about Paulo Coelho?
Yeah.
It's about trying to develop the gifts we all have but deny ourselves, such as intuition and compassion. It's about the feminine face of God.
Oh, so it's chick lit then. About a girl who works in London in the media and
meets the man of his dreams.
Mm. And then he turns out to be an arsehole, so she ends up going out the office junior and he turns out to be brilliant. And actually says that he's in the office junior because he's also a champion skateboarder.
Yeah.
I should write that down.
Has that not been done yet?
No. Yeah. Well, not as far as I know. I haven't read all of them. Just... Ewan McGregor is to be on an American stamp. I don't know what's going on with the American postal system, but they've gone absolutely barmy bonkers for Star Wars, because they've made those R2-D2 postboxes. Now they're doing Star Wars stamps. This one is going to be... Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi having a fight from the modern films. They've also got Boba Fett, Darth Vader, Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Harrison Ford. Two. Now, there was a ridiculous bit in EastEnders last night, I don't know if you saw it, where Bradley is supposed to be dating that girl, whose name? Preeti.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like pretty, but it's Preeti. She works in...
The hairdressers.
Booty. Yeah, whatever it's called. Anyway, they're sort of talking to each other and they're doing this thing going, but look at us, we're both real geeks. They're talking about which is their favourite Star Wars film. And then he went, Han Solo or Luke Skywalker? And she said, Luke Skywalker, of course. And you go,
you're mental.
You are mental.
You're a lesbian.
What is wrong with
you're
you?
A lesbian.
Yeah, well, he did dump her about 10 minutes later, which frankly was fair enough.
Why did he dump her?
Well, because Stacey came round and said something. I think I wasn't playing that much attention. I was cooking my tea. Stacey came round and went, oh, but you're glad that Preeti's not here. And she was here. Ooh, she's been stalking you, and she sends you all those texts all the time. And then Preeti heard and went, oh, I'm going to go now. That was a bit sad. Bradley, though, is still in love with Stacey. He's told his dad. His dad also fucking Stacey. Gosh, it's all going on in EastEnders.
Would you fuck Stacey?
No. She's apparently had a boob job, though, I think, in real life.
Oh.
A mistake, innit?
Well...
She's only young.
Maybe
she didn't need one.
Maybe her character's going out soon and she's hoping to get a lot of...
Glamour work,
which she'll get. Pretty
well,
girl.
She will.
A third of gay men with HIV admit that they're still having unprotected sex. A similar number have no idea they even have the virus.
How do they know that they... How
don't
do people who are doing the survey know that these people have got AIDS if they
know.
Don't know themselves?
And if somebody knows and hasn't told them, why aren't they telling them? No wonder they're having
all this sex everywhere.
Everywhere, if they don't know.
Tip here, though, don't have sex with a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to have sex with a gay man, make him use a condom and practice safe sex. Because he might be AIDS ridden, because it is God's plague on the gay.
Yeah, or just stick to...
Blowies?
I mean...
Can you do blowies? That's alright, isn't it?
As long as your mouth's not all cut open and his dick's not all cut open. If both are,
that sounds very nice.
But you probably don't care that much if you're doing that kind of thing. Unless it's somebody who's just been circumcised. Be careful of that.
It's making me feel a bit queasy, this conversation.
Really? Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on to Barbra Streisand. Ooh, she's a gay icon, in fact, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not practising unsafe sex. She's practising charging people an extortionate amount for a ticket to her show. £500 a ticket.
$1,000, then.
Yep. She's got a 58-piece orchestra with her. So, yeah, well, that's fair enough. She's got to pay all them. Yep. It's going to be a high-quality kind of gig.
We'll see the capacity.
Well, that's the thing. She's doing it in the Millennium Dome, which is, like, you know, absolutely enormous. It's not like you're going to be able to see her very well or anything. It's not like it's an intimate, say, the Albert Hall or something. Like that, the lovely sound quality. It's the fucking Millennium Dome, which is probably going to sound dreadful. They go on sale on Friday.
I saw some bands in there.
What, in the Millennium Dome?
Yeah, but I didn't enjoy myself. As I arrived there, I realised that I'd walked out of the front door of the Pleasance to go off to the Dome, realised it was me that was meant to be locking up. I felt, one of those moments when you just feel sick.
Mm.
Luckily, it was okay. I phoned Jose up.
Oh, bless Jose.
He never told anyone.
Bless
him. I told everyone there, but only you.
And three people who listen. Peter Kay has a huge ego. So he says the co-writer of Phoenix Night.
Yeah, we could have told him that years ago.
Well, he probably knew before us, to be honest.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. If anyone's got any story about Peter Kay having a huge ego, write in and tell us. We love them.
Yeah.
We're interested in that sort of thing.
A bullfrog could eliminate lethal MRSA.
MRSA.
It's got a special protein in it. And it can be used to kill the bug quickly and effectively. But it means they're going to have to really breed an awful lot of bullfrogs.
And then squeeze them.
Looking for people to volunteer to start bullfrog farms.
How much is in it?
They're suggesting people that have their own swimming pool.
But don't want to use
it
anymore.
Can be quickly changed over to a bullfrog farm. I suppose they must put some kind of netting over the top.
Exciting though. I like a bit of frog spawn. Mm. It's always exciting to see the tadpoles evolving.
So anyone out there with their own swimming pool, phone up St Andrews University.
Tell them you'll be a bullfrog farmer.
You'll be a bullfrog farmer, and you probably make about.
Do excuse the noise. There's a show getting on.
Yeah, it's not. It's maybe Mayday Riot.
Mayday Riot.
It's Camden, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Call the St Andrews University and say you're willing to help. Even if you've got a pond, you should be able to help.
Or a bucket in your garden.
They'll pay per frog, so.
Could be a tidy earner there for someone.
Yeah, do you have an empty swimming pool?
Ooh, now you mention it, I think there is one, yeah. It's in one of the rooms I don't use. It's not an outdoor one now, it's outdoor.
See, is it one of your heated indoor ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could use
that. I've got a spare one.
It'd be fine. Open up the conservatory, just let the air in.
Nicole Richie, this is bizarre, I think. She went to Australia and they're going, oh, everyone's going to be in a mood with her in Australia because she went to Australia and she didn't stop at the airport to sign autographs for all her fans, which had been waiting for 48 hours. Now, 48 hours to see Nicole Richie, who's...
So small.
What's going on in the world? I mean, people didn't even wait that long to get Kate Moss clothes, and at least you'd get some clobber out of it. You know, some reasonably priced Topshop clobber. Whether it's very nice or not, don't know, but just waiting 2 hours to get a fucking autograph of Nicole Richie. Jesus Christ almighty. I think, frankly, they've got what they deserve.
I mean, she's not even Lionel Richie's real daughter, she's adopted.
There you go, then. What's the point of her?
Also, what's the point of Posh Spice?
She's wearing an awful dress. This is an example of a horrible red dress.
It's a really horrible red dress.
She should get one of the Kate Moss ones from Topshop.
She should. It would be better on her.
It looks like a child's dress or something, and she's definitely had breast implants.
Yeah, she's admitted to the breast
implants. Oh, has she?
Yeah. But, horrible. Really horrible. Whoops. Boy George has been arrested for allegedly kidnapping a male escort.
A Norwegian one at that.
So it sounds like he just met the bloke, taken him back to his house in Shoreditch, and then put him on a hook in a kind of sexy way.
No, that sounds awful, put him on a hook. He's handcuffed him to some hook in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
putting on a hook sounds a bit like a sort of butchery thing.
My favourite bit about this story anyway was Boy George, best known for the song Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? I mean, he's not best known for that.
No, he isn't. Nicely done by them. So it sounds like basically it's some sort of contractual problem, really. They've made an agreement over some sex, and whether the degree of kinkiness involved hadn't been properly tied down in a contract.
Yeah, but so it had been tied down in the bedroom.
Hey!
But I mean, this guy obviously thought, oh, I'll make some money out of selling a story about Paul George. I was convinced I was going to die. Yeah.
Oh, come on, if you're a rent boy, you must be made of stern and stuff from that.
And you're a man. Has Boy George got to have lifted him up and put him on a hook? You'd have thought they'd have had some kind of homoerotic struggle on the floor, which would have ended up in one of them getting fisted, maybe. Something like that. I don't believe
it. Well, I hope they practice safe fisting. Tony Blair's, he's the Prime Minister of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said that he's going to announce next week when he's going to resign. And he's been talking in Scotland about some stuff. It's 10th anniversary today of actually him being elected to power, so we have to say something significant. He said in all probability the next Prime Minister, or the Prime Minister in the next few weeks, will be Scottish. So he's saying, I'm off it. I'm out of here soon. Next week I'm going to tie things up, but I'm out of here. Will we miss him when he's gone?
Maybe.
I saw a very interesting thing on Newsnight, because I am a news hound, and it was a bunch of people, just kind of a cross-section of the community, being chatted to by a guy, like, doing a survey, and he's going, right, so what do you think, what are your feelings about Tony Blair? And everyone was very negative, and everyone was trying to tie down what they actually thought about him. What are you going to do? Stop now. Anyway, they were tying down what they actually thought of him, and, it turns out everything, pretty much, apart from Iraq, he's been pretty good. But that's the overriding thing that's really just kind of spoiled everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all saying, well, you're saying quite negative, positive things about him, but... No. Are you going to answer the phone?
No.
It's when people keep ringing back. It's just annoying. Italians are all made out of monkeys.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Apparently, the Italians are not as evolved as everybody else, and because of that, they're more similar to monkeys.
They're quite hairy. They do lots of gesticulating, that's the thing.
Yeah. So, if you want a man to be more of a monkey, go out with an Italian. I don't know, you know. Interesting. Maybe they'll die out.
Italians were monkeys.
Italians.
Maybe.
I think monkeys are thriving on the whole, aren't they?
The monkeys like pizza and pasta.
Yeah.
There you go then.
They certainly do in South Pole Zoo.
It was the Sony Awards yesterday, and Chris Evans did well.
Well done, Chris Evans.
I don't know who else.
To John Humphrey.
John Humphreys for the Today programme. Was the Breakfast Show Award. Going for something a bit highbrow there.
John Humphreys, would you?
Yeah. The best comedy programme was 1966 and all that, which I've never listened to, have you?
No.
Don't know what that's like then. But it's probably not as good as some other stuff that we like more, like the Now Show.
I like the Now Show. If you're a lady and you drink...
I am a lady!
...a glass of wine a day, it will stop you from getting heart disease.
Oh, well, that's good.
However, it will give you breast cancer.
Jesus.
So which do you choose?
Oh, who knows? Do you think it's true? Why is life so miserable? With all this, you can't do this, you can't do that. Anything's good, you can't do it. Especially if you're a woman.
So the Mozzies.
A groom turned up drunk to his wedding in India, and he was replaced by his more sober brother. The younger sibling went, yeah, alright, I'll marry her. I'm not shit-faced. And that's what happened. I don't know if this happens, you know, would this be relevant in all weddings? I think certainly if you're going to get married to one of the McGanns. You don't mind which one turns up drunk to serve the soberest one there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. And even all of them. Actually, I'd like to be polygamist and marry all of the McGanns. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be too weird.
You could live on a commune and have loads of like little McGann kids, but you wouldn't know which ones any of them were, but they'd all be a bit craggy-faced.
You have to get to know the feel of their hands, their rough man's shovel-like hands.
Oh, what was that film that was on? It was a made-for-TV film years ago. Was it The Hanging Something? Maybe. Mm-hmm. All the McGanns were in it.
Oh, no, I do remember that, but I can't remember what it was called.
If anyone knows what it's called, tell us so we can track it down.
We're friends with the McGanns, we could ask them. a Bond Street jeweller turns out to be the secret skirt slasher. So I saw this on Crime Watch, and they found the guy. He's going around, basically, women were going on the escalators on the tube, and they'd suddenly go, there's a bit of drafty around here, and the guy would have slashed the back of their skirt with some scissors so he could look at their pants and their bottoms. Which, you're laughing, but imagine if someone did that to you, you'd be really fucking freaked out. Yeah. If you had a really nice skirt on that you'd bought from Topshop in the Kate Moss collection, and some guy just came and slit it open. One woman didn't realise until she got to work and someone went, I could see your pants.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a weird...
Certainly he won't... If I was on the escalator and discovered him doing it behind me, what I would do if I had
kicked the shit out of him
would be to grab him by the back of the head, by his hair, and ram his face into the escalator, the bit where it goes in at the bottom, and just really tread on him there.
Brilliant. That's not what he's been sentenced to.
Bloody his face up a bit, I think. Maybe break a couple of his ribs.
Right, we should be winding up soon. Done quite long.
Well, Yorkshire made some feta cheese called a Yorkshire feta, but the EU said it wasn't allowed, even though we are supposedly in Europe. And it's said to be changed to fine feta Yorkshire cheese, which is nowhere near as
sexy. Is feta like a region or something? Or like champagne, yeah. You know, champagne's called champagne, you can do it from champagne.
Must be.
And cheddar and Wensleydale.
It's like Parma ham.
That's from Parma.
But... made in Dorset, but you can't call it Parma ham.
Well, it seems fair enough, but you could call it Parma style
ham.
It's like
Melton Mowbray pot pies.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Stinking Bishop.
That's not named after a
pie. He's a wanker.
Oh, don't! I really like him. Tonight, it's How to Look Good Naked is on. Gok Wan is back. I find something quite compelling about him. Why don't you like him?
Too gay for me.
He is, I mean, he's quite gay.
I like a gay.
But I know, I find there's something really endearing about him. I could watch How to Look Good Naked for half an hour a week for the next 6 weeks.
Would you like me to put you up for it?
Do you know, I wouldn't hate it, but I don't think, I mean, I haven't got an amazing sense of self-image, but I don't think I'm as bad as the people on there. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'll drop my clothes at the drop of a hat.
We could pretend that you did have bad...
Yeah, I could get some more shit clothes than I've got, which wouldn't be...
You might even get some glamour modelling work.
Okay.
That'd be nice, like Stacey Slater.
Pay more for any more.
There's a hanky with the Queen on it, and the palace have been saying people don't blow your noses on it, but then they realise that they can really stop it from happening, so they just shut up. That is basically it. Oh, there's a picture of the pigeon.
Oh, yeah, there's a programme on last night called Million Dollar Pigeon, but I just couldn't quite face watching it. I thought I'd get too excited and not be able to sleep.
Tonight I recommend Holby City.
Or How to Look Good Naked. That handsome doctor, he's been on guesting on things a lot recently. I think he's got a big storyline coming up.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, he's going out with a 13-year-old prostitute.
See?
So that's quite a big storyline anyway.
Okay, I'll tell you what, it's all going on in Holby. Yeah. There's a new Holby Blue coming out, have you heard about that?
No.
Holby Blue, it's like a filthy version of
even
Holby City.
Even more filthy than it already is?
Yeah, they all have their tops off. Actually, it's actually about the police, but, you know. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back from your holiday, Zina.
Well... you know what? I didn't have to because I was offered a job.
Were you? What was that?
In the animation team.
The animation team?
Yeah, as a dancer.
What's this?
So was Lucy. But,
is this in the hotel entertainment industry?
Yeah, they have a team of people that provide entertainment. And they thought we were so funny and good at dancing.
Uh-huh.
that we should stay. We sat there and we thought...
How much did they offer?
Poor pay, but you would be living in paradise. But we started over and I thought, no, I'd rather sit in a broom cupboard with Michelle.
It's like, you can dance for me in a bit. Alright then, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back again. And we'll be back tomorrow, I reckon.
What?